Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is starring in the new Netflix film, Wheelman. Frank Grillo is a well-known face from both film and television. In Wheelman, he plays a getaway driver for a bank heist, but the night goes south quick, and the film follows Grillo driving around town trying to make sense of the situation and solve the thriller. The unique feature of Wheelman is that the film is shot entirely from the viewpoint of the car. Grillo didn't start out as an actor. He was actually on Wall Street before that, but that was years ago. We don't have to focus on that. You can see him starring in the Purge movies or Marvel's Captain America Civil War on several television shows, other films as well. And now, not only is Frank the star of Wheelman, but his production company, War Party, this is their first film. Frank Grillo is in Chicago to promote Wheelman, which is on Netflix. He's in studio with me now.
Hi,
Frank.
Wow.
Nice to meet you.
That's amazing that you could do all that.
It's just reading, right?
That's great.
Let's talk about Wheelman, because this is a project. I want to talk about the production company. I also want to talk about your career. But what I really loved about this film is that it is shot entirely from the car. How'd you get involved in this? And then we'll talk about the acting challenge of sitting in a car for the entire movie.
Yeah. Well, my buddy Joe Carnahan, who wrote and directed The Gray, which I did with Liam Neeson years ago, we've been looking for something. And through Chris Pine, this guy, Jeremy Rush, who was a PA for 13 years, sent Joe a script to look at. And Joe thought it was really great, sent it back, gave him some notes. They had some conversations. And the kid said, look, they're trying to buy the script from me, but I want to direct it. And Joe said, don't sell it. Let's make it. We'll let you direct it. I'm sending it to Grillo. So he sent it to me. I went, this is great. Let's give it to our agents. Let's see if we can get some money for it. And we were off to the races. Within a week, we were sitting at CAA, our agency. Within a week after that, they were in the Cannes Film Festival trying to sell it. Netflix came in. They loved the idea. They loved the team. And we were making the movie a month and a half after that.
Is the concept to do thriller, action, adventure? Is that really what you're
the
looking
genre.
For?
It's that genre. The stuff me and Joe love. We've both been in, I've been in a lot of movies that are that genre. Joe's made movies in that genre. So together, we have some credibility. And we want to do it, sub $20 million movies, many cases sub 10. This movie was $5 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a niche right now for films that are kind of 70s styles, character-driven, nitty-gritty.
I was going to ask because it has that vibe. It's a dark film in the way it's shot. It's all shot at night. But it does remind you of 70s action films like Bullet or others like that. I mean, is that really where you're going for?
Yeah, that was the template. Those films that you're talking about, even the Death Wish movies, they're really character-driven, pretty basic narratives. You got to get from point A to point B, and you have a certain amount of time to do it. And they're just, I think Hollywood has gotten away from that. There's big event movies like the Marvel movies. But little stories like this are hard to come by. Yeah. So it was a risk because I'm not a big movie star and I'm in a car for the whole thing. But it was a risk that we were willing to take, and everybody's heart was in the right place. And so sometimes you catch magic in a bottle.
As an actor, this isn't an ensemble film. There are other actors in it that show up
my
in
friends.
Different places.
Those are
your
my friends.
Your friends.
Yes.
This movie, 90% of it is you talking on the phone, driving a car.
Yeah.
As an actor, what's the challenge in that? That's got to be tough to be focused and ready psychologically to be able to perform by yourself.
Yeah, I feel like my whole career was building up to the opportunity that this presented as an actor. I had to really go deep in preparing for the role. I had to drive myself in the movie, which was kind of good because it takes you out of your head. And I was reading with readers, not actors. There were no actors. I was reading like people reading it wrote. So I really had to come prepared.
Wow.
It's like the famous story of the athlete waiting on the bench knowing that, give me the ball, coach. Just put me in. I'm telling you I can do it.
Do you prefer that method? I mean, the idea of the reading to you, the lines, and you being able to play off of that? Or are you more the guy that likes to be in that scene, have an actor to play off?
I wish it was an actor. I mean, but who knows? Maybe I would have overacted. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, I had nothing to work off of, so I knew I couldn't get into their cadence because it was kind of so monotoned.
Right.
So it's a great question, and who knows? Maybe it would have ruined the performance.
Well, there is something isolating about the performance, and obviously that helps with the thriller aspect, this idea that you don't know what's happening and you're by yourself. You can't necessarily use the person who's sitting next to you or a different scene, and there are points when you have to go investigate on your own.
Right.
Talk about as an actor when you know that the motivation has to come from within that fear, those emotions. How do you approach that work differently than, say, working with Purge or yeah. even Civil War?
That's a great question. You know, it's I got to tell you, it's scary. It was a Herculean effort as far as being an actor is concerned, because, you know, if I went too much one way or too much the other way, you wouldn't have believed me. As soon as you stop believing me in that car, I've lost you.
Right.
So it was a matter. I think it's just I've been around a long time. And again, I'm not a household name. I just work all the time. And I've had to work on a lot of bad things. So I think all of this experience that I've had has gotten me to this place where now I'm a believable, authentic kind of everyday guy who can, like my buddy Liam Neeson when he did Taken. That changed his career. He's 59 years old. He did Taken. Now everybody saw him as this kind of like this badass.
You're absolutely right.
It's kind of a similar trajectory, maybe not as
well, you've made a career out of playing the badass.
That's I'm a badass.
You are a badass. But is that the evolution of that character for you, Frank? The idea of being a badass early in your career and then even getting to Wheelman, which we just saw.
Yeah.
What goes into evolving as an actor to add more to that character, to be a badass, but to be nuanced, or a badass to be more of a family man? Just the idea of you evolving as an actor in that character.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I think it's like, I attribute it to being a painter. I mean, you know, or a great singer. After you've had some time behind you, the painter doesn't have to do as much. The singer doesn't have to stress his voice as much or her voice. What I do is I draw off of all the things that I learned how not to do when I'm acting. And so you keep it, you know, I'm around guys like, I remember working with Ed Norton or Nick Nolte or John Voight, even Liam Neeson. I remember watching them and seeing how little they did. And then they're on the 30-foot screen and how beautiful it comes out. So I think years of just paying attention.
Just being there
and
picking and up
listening
little things,
and has gotten me to a place where, you know, finally I believe in myself to be able to carry something off like this.
Frank Grillo is my guest. He is the star of the Netflix film Wheelman. Frank in town promoting that. It's also War Party, which we'll talk more about. It's his production company's first film. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Frank Grillo on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here, 720 WGN. My guest in studio, the badass, Frank Grillo.
He is the
star of the new Netflix film Wheelman. He's also it's his production company, War Party.
Yeah.
Was this always the goal, to get into production, to have a company in Hollywood, or to start with I'm just an actor and we'll see where it goes?
I think Joe Carnahan, after we did The Gray, we became really good friends, and you know, you got to support your family, so you got to work, but we always had this thing in our head that we'd maybe get together and at least do another film. And when this presented itself to us, we said, why don't we make this the movie? We're in business with Netflix. We'll launch our company with this and see where it goes. And he created the name War Party, which kills me because I think it's a really cool name. And we were off to the races. We really were early on. We were boots on the ground producers. We took care of everything. We since have made another movie up in Calgary called El Chicano. I'm doing a TV show for Netflix called Fight World, where, like Bourdain, I travel around the world, but I embed myself in the fight culture instead of the food culture. It's very cinematic, and so that's another War Party production. We just finished the script for The Raid. We're remaking The Raid, doing a movie called Boss Level. We have other people now, because we were able to pull this off for $5 million in 19 days, we have other people coming to us saying, will you make movies for us?
That is such a big point of being in Hollywood, the idea that you not only can produce your own stuff, but you get to the point where you become efficient filmmakers and a production company that people trust because they see the work that's on stage. And they say, I can't actually get it done, but I know somebody who can. Frank, will you do this? And that puts you in such a different place than, say, 5-10 years ago, where you're an actor reading scripts hoping that they'll cast you.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting what's happened. It's, you know, the last 6-7 years of my life have been great because, you know, I don't have to audition anymore and I get offered things and it's great. You know, I had a great TV show and I love my life. It was good. And then Joe and I did this and all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute. Sony Studios wants to talk to you. Warner Brothers wants to talk to you. They want to talk to you. This producer wants to talk to you. Big names. They're like, how did you do this? How can we replicate it? And so now we're like, we hired people to work for us and we're trying to figure out, you know, because what we don't want to do is just put things in development. Everything that we get involved in, we want to do it the same way. This is a template for us. We want to make the things that we say we're going to make, which is another thing in Hollywood they don't do.
Yeah. Take us back. We kind of made reference to it at the beginning about being on Wall Street to start your career.
Yeah.
It seems, you know, you kind of laughed at it. And you snickered a little
bit. It's kind of mythic.
You went to NYU for business, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think so.
You think? But
it was a long time ago. It was like Lincoln was president. It was like one little building.
But the arts and culture part of it aside, it is interesting to see that, you know, with War Party and what you're doing now is that you are going more to what you studied in school or the idea of what you wanted to do in your life in terms of
But, you know, the thing about Hollywood, the thing about a production company, the thing about making movies, it's a relationship business. I mean, it really is. And so you're only as good as the relationships you made. So you better be nice on the way up and because it's bad on the way down. I guess, you know, look, I went to college like everybody else, and I come from an immigrant family. The idea of being an actor was never really, you know, my parents were poor, so go get a job.
Right.
Get insurance. Do something.
Get insurance, right.
That was never my trajectory, and I actually thought I would never do anything. I'm amazed that I'm here.
Because we'll see you in the Purge movies or Captain America or even this in Wheelman, and you say, oh, that guy, you know, that guy is living the life. But to be an actor and to come out and to make that choice and jump in feet first, a lot of rejection at the beginning. There's a lot of things that don't go your way. There's a lot of you just not knowing what's next.
It's scary. You know, I got lucky when I decided I wanted to be an actor somehow and against all of my friends' opinions. They offered me a soap opera and I was on a soap opera. I was making a ton of money and I was happy. Wow, I made it. And then I got off the soap opera because I didn't want to do that anymore. And then that didn't work for a while. I'm like, oh, this is what it's like to be an actor.
This is what they were talking
and
about.
And so I've done everything from commercials to soaps to sitcoms to, you know, I've been on lots of TV shows and always kind of never really kind of went to that next level. And, right. and then, you know, did a movie called Warrior and that kind of changed for me a bit. Did The Gray, that. And then I did The Purge. That really changed my life. And, you know, after 40 years old. So it was kind of... atypical of how it works.
Is this where you want to be? The idea of, we kind of talked about the badass character, the being able to control where you want to, even the stuff you're doing for Netflix with the TV show.
Yeah.
Is this more of Frank Grillo who you saw, who you wanted to be when you got into this business?
You know, it's so long ago, I don't remember what I wanted to be, but it's where I want to be. It really is. Now I'm in control. Now I say no more than I, you know what I mean? I can say
no
a lot.
Is that hard as an actor?
It still is, because I'm a blue collar guy, just to say no.
You want to say yes, right.
They offer you money, a lot of money sometimes. Sometimes the worse the material, the more money they'll give you. They want to do like a bad, you know, action movie, and they'll offer you seven figures, and you're like, oh. And then my agent's like, you can't do that. You know, everything you're working for, you can't do that.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, but I really could do that and maybe never have to talk to you again.
So Frank, you mentioned that Hollywood is a relationship-based business. How important is it to surround yourself with the right people? Because you could be offered, especially with your name recognition, your face right now, you could do anything. I'm sure there's a lot of seven-figure offers coming in saying, it's terrible, but who cares? You want to be in here
right,
with seven-figure.
Right.
How important is it to have people around you that understand what your mission is as an actor, as a businessman, and are going to help you get there?
That's a brilliant question, and it's very important. My agents are at CAA. They're the best in the world. It's the biggest agency. I have a great team. Joe and I have a great team. At CAA, my managers at Management 360, all these guys, my lawyers, all these guys work as a team to protect us. Even like Joe and I have a movie that a couple of financiers want to be involved with. If they don't like where the money comes from, our guys will say,
really?
no bueno, like just wait. Yeah. So it's been
it almost flies in the face of what we know to be Hollywood, because you'll see all these stories of, it doesn't matter where it comes from, take it.
No. You know? I mean, some people have to, you know, people have to, and I understand that. But if you're in there for the long haul, you got to be careful. You got to be careful what you say, how you behave, which is evident in the news lately with a certain person. But you've got to be very careful and diligent about creating what you are.
With everything that you've got going on right now and the relationship with Netflix and Wheelman, which is out now, how important is it for you to think about what the next project is and the project after that? How far out are you game planning?
I'm pretty far out. I'm going to go shoot the last episode of my show in Tel Aviv. I'm going to go do a movie called Donnybrook. I'm going to go do another movie with Andy Garcia. Then Joe and I are going to probably do The Raid right after that. So wow. I'm out there. We're out there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Frank Grillo is my guest tonight. He is in the new Netflix film, Wheelman. He, of course, has been in so many different things. And I didn't even ask you about the Comic-Con circuit. I see so many.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just being, because of your career in the last 5 years, Comic-Con darling, you show up at different places and watching the videos and everything of people asking you comic book questions, and you're like, okay.
I never read comic books, but I love those. Those people are amazing.
It's got to be an amazing life.
It's
to
amazing. And I got three sons, and they're comic book freaks. So, and I always say this, my little guy's 9 years old. He loves Captain America. He's like, nobody cares about you, Daddy. Nobody. I'm like, what?
Nobody cares about you.
I'm like, yes, they do. They care about me.
Frank Grillo, the actor, and of course the man behind War Party. We're looking forward to more with War Party. Frank Grillo, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, brother. Appreciate it.